We are learning Masechtas Nazir, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning on top of the Amud. Amar Rav Chista Amar Rav, Nikta Roishoy Shal Aviv. If the Aviv, or someone, a person wants to metame, a Kohen Hedi, the lach is, a Kohen Hedi can metame to his seven Kroivim. And one of those seven Kroivim is his Aviv, is his father. Now, his father died, and the Loyal Eino did an autopsy on the father, and they took off his head. The halacha is, it cannot be metameh to the mace anymore. It has to be a complete mace. But if not, even though it's a karev, it cannot be metameh to this mace. Nikta roisha shel aviv, eina metameh loy. My taima, omakra, lo aviv. The pasuk lo aviv. And we darshing the word aviv means it has to be the aviv the way it is. Bizman shu shalim, lo bizman shu chasa. So Rav Chisda says that if the mace is not complete, then the halacha is that you cannot be metameh to this mace. You can't metame to this mace. Now, it's a mavuya in the halachas, today's really, that it could be if the body part was cut off before he died, let's say he's an amputee, so then he's just not a complete person, but then there's no problem. It's only if it happened after he's dead that this got cut up. A very good example is an autopsy. Actually, someone just told me a story that there was a shayla autopsy and he called up a very chashuv rav, and the rav, first thing he said is, you can't metame, just notice that. This is a very important thing, that a kohen cannot be metame to a mace that was cut off. It's also the gaya loyalenu for a car accident. It's also very possible that the person is not complete. Then even a car, they can't be metame. Right, so that's a shayla. It may happen at one time. It didn't happen before he died. It could be it happened right at the same time. So that's why there it's worse. You don't know when it happened. So like upon him, this is the halacha that nikta roisha shel aviv einei metame loy. Why? Because it says la'aviv. Omale Rav Amnuna. Is that true? We're going to have problems. Elamiyata, ka'ozol bepikpaksa da'aravas. If he's going together with his father on some hike, upasku agam v'lereshe, so here you see, if it comes vasachas, it's a problem. Upasku agam v'lereshe, and the ganav of him came and cut his father's head off, and now he's stuck here with his father. He can't bury his father. He can't do anything. And he's stuck on a mountain in the Himalayas somewhere. What should he do? How can I live with Tamale? Is that with Tamata? He's saying you can't be Tamata Karav. You can't be Tamata Karav. Why? Because it's not complete. What happens if someone knocks off his head and you're the only one there? What are you going to do? Omale, that's a kasha. Omale, meis mitzvah kamras. If no one's around, he's a meis mitzvah. A meis mitzvah, you're mutter to be Tamatu. Hashta yesh lemon bachwini mechayv. It would be a friend of the person you would be chayv. But Ovala kolshkain? And Ovala is not. Afraid to Gemara, is that called a meis mitzvah? V'hai meis mitzvah? V'atanya, we learned in a braisa. What's called a meis mitzvah? Ezu meis mitzvah. Kosh ein le kairim. Someone who doesn't have any kairim. But if kairim v'achayim v'ayinah, if he's the type of person who would call all the people would come, ain't a meis mitzvah. V'histe bro, he has a son. Why is it called a meis mitzvah? Again, it's very posh to Gemara's teaching. And for the Gemara, kimin the ka'azal b'orcha, since he's on the Himalayas, kimish ein le kairim dami. It's like he has no kairim, so therefore he's like a meis mitzvah. So Akapanim was saying, Avada, the halacha is, if it's meguyed, if the person is caught, so then the halacha is that you cannot be metame to it. Kamisha ain't loy kairim dami. You're not metame to it. But if he's on in a place where there's no other kairim, then it's like a meis mitzvah, and therefore therefore you're allowed to be metame to them. That's what comes out, the fidus halacha. So, if you want, I'll just read the Lashon Shulchan Aruch quickly. We were handling the shayla about before and after. The Lashon Shulchan Aruch is in Shin Ayin Gimel Siftes. So it says, Choso menu kolshu, if it's missing a little bit, even a little bit, doesn't have to be roishai. Another thing to point out, doesn't have to be roishai, any part of his body. Afilu munuch etzla, even if it's right next to him. Einam etamaloi. She'einam etamaloi shalom. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. But yes, we should aimer the hand of milik is a chosel achamisa. I'm chosel menu aver bechayov who mays betamelah abish in a shalim. That's some people say. Yes, I'm saying betamelah haroy the mikir chosel. But nochel lahachmer. Because that's totally in this whole shayla. Back upon him, it's a big shayla about betamel to mesim if they're not complete. So tomorrow, right? The mesve yemesir kasha says in the brayse like this. We darsh about the pasuk of. You can metame to her, the kohen can metame to her, it's one of his kraivim, but it can metame to her evarim, which means if in her lifetime she loses a limb, and the halacha is we bury the limb, right? You cannot be metame to a limb of your karav. The kohen cannot be metame to a limb of a karav. A limb, a limb.
Is it
tamei meis? A limb is tamei meis, yeah, of course, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, is the limb tamei meis? Yeah, I think so, yes. I'm at home, says, sure, it depends how big it is. Usually it's not. It has to be a certain size. That's what Darshan. You can't metame to the evarim. You can't metame to the evarim. If you can't metame to the evarim, you can't metame to the evarim. You can't metame to the evarim. I'm not sure about the lach of Tumas Shiva on it, but we'll see. Best Shem, as we learn Nazavaita, we'll learn about that. But and you can't metame to a ever. If you can't metame to ever menachai shel aviv, ava machzehu al etzem kesera. But you could go back. That means if you buried the whole entire mace and you left over a piece, let it go back to get it. Now it's begun to flourish that even though the mace wasn't complete, let it metame. My machzu al etzim kaseira. It says, let it go back for a bone the size of a barley. Lav le meimra, the mechusa porto, You see, even if it's missing something, that you could be metamet to it. So it's a kasher. If Chista said they only metamet to a complete maze, here we're saying clearly that you could metamet to not a complete maze. You can't metamet to just a bone in a chai, but you can metamet to a complete maze. And also there's diik, that you can't be metama even to a piece of a mace. You have to first metama to the whole entire mace, and then you go back for this. But upon him, you see, not like Rav Chista. So the Gemara, Allah, here Rav Yehuda, that's going according to Rav Yehuda, which means Rav Chista saying, I'm asking, there is a Rav Yehuda, so it's not like me. The Tanya, Rav Yehuda Aimer, lo metama, lo yetame, let me see how to read this, very back, but it's lo yetama, ve'ena metama le'veraha, ina metama to ha'evarim. Because you're not even metama al even chayy shel aviv. Even your father not metama. So of course not your sister. But you are metama to even meis shel aviv. So again, it means according to Tosfos, it means adei chazara. You let it go back for the aviv meis adei chazara. Because the medayik from the brisa before, it's only when you go back could you go get it. But like upon me, see your first Rabbi Yehuda that even if the aviv is chaser, you could be metama to it. You go back to the aviv meis. Obviously, it's not a complete aviv. It's not a complete person. It's not a complete aviv. A complete person. So you see, you could go back to be metama even to a piece, even by chaser. You are metama. You are metama even to a chaser. My first Rabbi Yehuda. So we had a kash from a brayser on Chista. We said no, it's going to Rav Yehuda. Very thing about a kash. But Tani Rav Kana, Rav Leizmi Yaakov, Rav Kana has a brayser of Shem Rav Leizmi Yaakov that we dash like this. That the brayser says lo yitama mitamei ve'in lo yitama to her ve'in mitamei levaraha prat lekazayis min ames coming lafuke kazayis min ames or kazayis notzel or kazayis of Notzel, kazayis notzel is like the lecha, like the juice that comes out of a mace. Umole tarvad rekev, or a spoonful of the decomposed meat of a person, that you cannot be metame to. Yocholoi metame l'shedra v'gugurlis revinyono, maybe you can metame to her shedra, or to gugurlis revinyono, or rave the binyan, which means rave the size of the person, or rave of the minyan, rave of his bones, which is 125 bones. Kosov, the pasuk says, "Vamarta lehem, emma vamarta." Hoisal kosov tuma acheres. It's moisiv. You can tam even more. You can tam even more. So akaponim yachol. So here's thing you see. You can tam it even not the complete mess. Yachol lo yitam l'shedra goes Reuven Yono. Reuven Yono shal acherim. Yachol lo yitam l'shedra goes Reuven Yono. Reuven Yono shal acherim. Amrit. Ma achoisa mechedes shagufa taliba. You have to, you mechiyev to bury her. Umetam l'shedra gerlas reven yonoi reven yonoi af kol shagufoi. So the yacha was that maybe you can metame to anyone else besides for achoisa. Maybe it's only by achoisa, but no one else, not the other kroivim, for example, the aviv not. Maybe not. Maybe dafka achoisa. Says here a special pasuk over here. V'amarat here by achoisa. So Yochalei Tamal Shadu regards Reven Yonah Shal Achirim Amra Amrit Ma Achoisem Yechedes Shegufa Taliba, that the Gufa is Taliba. You have to bury her because you're the Karev. Umetame you have to metame to the Shadra. To the Shadra means the spine. The Gugoyles means the skull. Reven Yonah Rave of the form of the person. Reven Yonah most of his bones. Afkal all Kravim Shegufa Taliba, that the Guf is Talin. You're Talin it. You have to take care of it. The halacha is metamel shedra v'gugoylas revin yonai. So this again, Rabbi Lezvi Yaakov is saying, that you could metame, if it's a big enough body, you could metame to them, even though it's not complete. So it's a kasha on Rav Chista. Good? Any questions? So the Gemara, Halnami Rav Yehudi. It's also Rav Yehudi. But Rav, and Rav, who's Rav Chista said, B'shem Rav, that you need a complete a corpse. But Rav Domaki Haitana, the time limit in a brisa. Maisa Shemes Oviv Shel Rav Yitzchak, the father of Yitzchak died in Ginzik, which Rav Tzadok HaKoyin, the Fisam Gerses, the Ovisher Rav Tzadok HaKoyin in Ginzik, Ubo Vedio, Lacha Shoishonim, they told him, it was that 3 years later, they told him. Uvo Shoshim Rav Shuv Ben Elisha, Adal's Kenim Shimai, they went to ask Rav Shuv Ben Elisha and the force came with him, but Omru, that you can't, probably can't have Matama, because after 3 years, he's probably not complete anymore. La'ovi, v'zvanchu shalem, lo v'zvanchu chaser, dafku when he's shalem, and not when he's chaser. And like we spoke about before, we pass like this. The corpse has to be shalem. And the only question is, you're going to ask me, we know, Rabbi Lezmer Yaakov, Kavanok, you always pass like Lezmer Yaakov. So how do we paskin like Rav Chista, b'shem Rav, that he has to be complete? The Teretz is that the Mepharshim say that it's only Rav Lezmer Yaakov in a Mishnah, not Rav Lezmer Yaakov in a Braisa. When it's in a Braisa, it's not the same thing. Others may have done not Gerz, Lezmer Yaakov, Akabonim. What comes out from our Sugya, very clear, like we spoke out from the Shulchan Aruch already, Ovav has to be Zman Shu Shalim, and Man Shu Chaser, and even Chaser Kol Shu, a Koyin cannot be Metame to the corpse.